Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Mino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trayvon Edwards, John Gervais, Jason Madison. Got a great show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go to get the extra content. Get those Cinephobe watch-alongs, the Rewatchingtons. Get those Cinephobe special edition episodes. Get the OG podcast, new and improved. You've got Waz and Zach on Wednesdays, the Zosny podcast. You've got Trey and Tom on Mondays, the Coming Home podcast. You talk basketball, we talk culture, we talk life. You don't want to miss it. It's all the makings of a great True Hoop style podcast. We've been in it. You get special guests like myself coming up. Everyone's on it. Don't miss out on that. The watch-alongs on NBA games, we're bringing those back. We're going to be watching some of the early game, some of the late game. Make sure you're locked in for all of that and so much more. The Discord, I can't forget about that. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're getting it. All right.
Tyrese, bro. This nigga Tyrese, man.
I love this nigga. I love him. I don't care what y'all say.
Tyrese said sometimes, right? He says, nah, he's from Watts, but sometimes
he is from Watts.
Tyrese wishes he was born Latino, right? So on Instagram, he saw this. He shared this heartwarming video of a Mexican man being surprised by with a new truck gifted by his family. And he, of course, Tyrese, not minding his business, just halfway doing the research of it. The nigga says, I mean, the Latin community is grounded in family, loyal, entrepreneurs, businessmen, and women literally represent the dream, the grind, the hustle, doing whatever it takes to stick together against all odds. It's us is black culture was, no, he said, if us, the black culture was more grounded in these integral, magical nuances of us, we would be dominant. He says, I've learned a lot from Jewish community sticking together, eating dinner every Friday together. I've learned about the Muslim community throughout all my travels in the Middle East. They have a father structure where they honor their fathers in the Middle East. The thinking and the mentality is that we would rather have a son over a daughter because they know that there is nothing like leadership of a father and as a man in the head of household. Now, does Tyrese know that there are Latinos associated with black people? Does he know that there are black Muslims? Do he know that there's black Jewish people? I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you all you need to know about Tyrese, and we're gonna talk about this gentleman in a little bit. But in Rocky IV, when Apollo is getting beat up by Drago, Tony Burton, who plays the trainer Duke Evers, yells what line to Rocky?
Throw the damn towel.
Tyrese thought it was tile. T-I-L-E. Mm-hmm.
That'd be a heavy ass towel.
That's who we're dealing with here. When you say, does Tyrese know that they're black Muslims? You're talking about the guy who thought throw the damn tile in a boxing match.
And the rest of the chat, in the panel. I don't know why I said chat, but who would we trade Tyrese for in a racial draft to the Latino community? Who would you trade him?
Who do we get back for Tyrese?
Yeah, from the Latino community.
Oh, man.
Because the Latino community, they have to actually be cool with this trade, too. Like, we can't just...
Yes. Like, we can't just say J-Lo and, like, peace out.
She said it anyway. It's cool.
Let's see. Who would I... Oh, man, that's a tough one, man.
Fat Joe.
Fat Joe is a good one, actually. I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
They're not giving us Fat Joe, bro.
I think they would give up.
Yo, what kind of fantasy football ass trade is that they're not giving us Fat Joe?
Coming up with Fat Joe. What about my nigga Machete, Danny Trejo?
I fuck with Trejo.
They're not giving us Trejo.
They're not giving us Trejo.
Y'all asking for first round.
We asking for first
round. We're going to have to take niggas like John Leguizamo or some shit.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking about. It's got to be someone that's embarrassed them a little bit.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, I don't want.
Nah, I'm good.
I can keep Oscar.
I'm good with Oscar De La Hoya, my nigga.
Golden boy, man.
What about Canelo?
That's their
pride and joy.
That's their franchise player, bro.
We might have to take Jaime Jaquez or something, bro.
Nah, we lost him too, man. It's a wrap. Motherfucker don't even speak Spanish and they fucking love him, man. It's got to be someone who's had, like, been on some heart, like Antonio Sabato Jr., some shit like that. Like, it's got to be some shit like that.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Lou Diamond Phillips is Native American. Oh, man. Who would be the guy? I'm trying to think who's the motherfucker. Oh, Tekashi 6ix9ine. That's who they'd want to send.
Nah, I'm good.
No, come on. No, man, what are you talking about, man? That's
sometimes.
I'm telling you, I'm I'm telling you what they would be offering us, right? Like, they'd be offering us their shame, not their. Y'all are looking, yeah, y'all trying to trade for like Mahomes and shit. Like, I'm probably not getting traded.
What was their name? The group that was with Joe, the Beat Nuts.
Joe? Oh yeah, yeah. Beat Nuts. Yeah, yeah. That'd be one.
I was gonna say Pitbull. I think
that's fair.
Pitbull. No, come on. Dog.
Come on.
Yeah.
Tom,
yeah.
Tom Brady.
You guys are about to get blocked on fucking Disney. No, I think Beat Nuts is a good call. Is a good call. I take Beat Nuts for Tyrese for sure.
Niggas might get with Michelle Rodriguez.
Whoa. Or what's the name? What's the one? What's the one that said niggas give me heebie-jeebies? Who's that actress?
Y'all don't know? Losing it. Jerv is losing it right now.
What's her name? Isn't it?
No, is it nigga, Gina? Laugh on the camera. Come on, my nigga. How you gonna hold this down?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
What?
Did I think Beat Nuts to Tyrese said this nigga lost?
Gina Rodriguez. What? Gina Rodriguez.
That's what I was saying. Listen, that would be fucking funny though. That's a hell of a trade. The Beat Nuts for Tyrese, like, hey, come here, nigga. I know you don't want to be over here, but come on. They traded your ass. That's a funny ass trade, man.
I used to fuck with the Beat Nuts.
No, the production was out of this world. Yeah.
The niggas have some hard beats.
I'm so childish.
This nigga talking about, no, because he just looking at it as a pause worthy moment. Nigga, the Beat Nuts.
Man, but you know what we should do? We should have pause of the day. Pause of the week. This week it's me saying
Oh my god.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Man, let's get to my nigga Carl.
You brought up Carl Weathers, rest in peace. Man, I did not know that. He went to Long Beach Poly.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
either.
So yeah, me neither, bro. I've seen the Poly Twitter account tweet like alumni. I knew he's an athlete though. I knew he played in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then I seen a heartfelt message from Sly Stallone.
And Schwarzenegger too.
But he always Sly since while he was alive. I'm glad. Nigga's a real nigga, bro. Real Italian stallion, right? Pause if need be. He showed him love though while he was alive, while he was here, and then also you know, you could tell he was really hurt, you know, with the news and
I'm gonna tell you how fucked up. I was really hurt, bro. I'm hurt now. Like, you know me, I don't give a shit about no celebrities or whatever. Oh, that sucks, so sorry, whatever. Dog, I'll be driving and like my mind will zone out and I'll just be like, fuck man, Carl Weathers died, man. Like it's shit.
Because he's a Star Wars thug for you, right?
No, I'm done everything, bro.
That's what I was going to say. I think Amin probably, because Amin, he's a xenophobe and a fight. Like, he's in good movies, bad movies, everything in between. Like, he's a real actor, generations. Like,
so, Apollo Creed, he was Action Jackson. He was Dylan in fucking Predator. Dylan, right? He was himself on Arrested Development. And he was fucking Grief Karga in Star Wars. Like, dog, this nigga doesn't touch every fucking major.
Wasn't he Happy Gilmore too? Or
I was gonna say my introduction to him was Chubbs and Happy Gilmore, and that was my favorite. Like when I was,
I got Apollo Creed first
as a comedy as a kid. Like it was Friday and Happy Gilmore, and that was just the best role. You know what I'm saying? Like as the fucking straight man. To Adam Sandler being silly as fuck. And then I got in all the other shit, like all the action shit. I didn't even see Rocky until I was a fucking adult, bro. I didn't
for
see
real?
That. Yeah. I mean, bro, that shit came out in the 70s. I had no reason.
No, it don't matter though, but like as a kid, Rocky IV, Rocky III, them shits is on TV all the time.
He stopped the Cold War, my nigga. Like,
I seen Rocky IV on TV when I was a kid because, you know, the Drago scene was so big, like you kind of had to watch that. But I didn't watch none of the other ones until I got.
Oh, you're talking about the original Rocky. Okay. I thought you hadn't watched any Rocky.
No. I seen a Rocky IV when I was a kid.
So, first of all, if you have a chance, go back and listen to the Rocky IV episode of Cinephobe. I believe it's episode 116. And the reason why is this was like 3 years ago, but we were so gassed off of Carl Weathers that we named the best acting award after him.
Yeah.
And like I listened to it again yesterday and I was like, yo, it's crazy because the way we're talking about him, you would think he had just passed away. Mm. But we were giving him his flowers back then. So I'll give you a taste of some of the shit. In the scene with Drago, where he gets fucking hit and he falls, right? He falls face down and then he starts convulsing. The first time he did that shit, it was so believable. That the fucking onset doctor rushed in, thought he was actually having a fucking seizure. We're like, this nigga acted so well, he fooled a medical professional. The guy invested his everything into every role. You could tell it when you rewatch, no matter how dumb the movie is or how dumb the role is, this dude took that shit seriously and tried to do it to the best of his ability. When I went to Star Wars Celebration, which is like the Comic-Con for Star Wars, 3 years ago in Chicago, more than 3 years ago, it was like 5 years ago in Chicago. Wow. They had first announced The Mandalorian. And they brought out Pedro Pascal and they brought out Gina Carano. They brought out all these people who were famous and they were like, oh, yeah, it's fun. It's nice to be part of this Star Wars thing. And da, da, da. And then they brought out Carl Weathers. At this, when you talk about someone who has presence, he walked on the stage and he looked and he did this to the crowd. It was in Wintrust Arena, which is where like University. I think DePaul plays there. Everyone was like, oh, you know, and he said, I'm so happy to be here and be a part of this. You know, I've never really been a Star Wars guy. But then when I learned of this role and this story, I said, it's dynamite. I got to be part of it. And I was like, y'all don't understand. If you walk out into the Star Wars like panels and say, I don't really fuck with Star Wars like that, them niggas hate you, bro. The fans, they don't want to fucking listen. This dude just told him, I didn't really fuck with Star Wars like that. But like when I read the role, I knew I had to do it. And everybody was eating out of the palm of his hand. Everybody else. And I'm like, again, Pedro Pascal, all these motherfuckers, they accomplished me. They look like children. And this dude was like a grown man coming in there showing up. This is how you promo. This is how you do this shit. You want to get these people excited. You want to speak to them. Da, da, da. And just the way even he enunciated it. Like, I was fucking head over heels. I already like love Carl Weathers as an actor, but like in that moment, I was like, oh, this nigga really gets it in a way that 95% of the people don't. So all of that, his last role that I saw him in was in the Gronk commercial for the Kick of Destiny, the Super Bowl right now. It's like it's been airing the last couple of weeks. And I look at him and he's on a motorcycle and shit, and I was like, this dude probably 70-something years old, and he still carry himself like he's still young and with it and everything. And I was like, man, that's cool. And now I think about it, it's like, it's hard to accept that this man has passed away. And not like passed away in a car accident or some shit like that. He died in his sleep.
I was gonna ask, how did he pass? Weathers, man.
He died in his sleep, died peacefully in his sleep, according to his family.
I love the peace,
but Trey doesn't like you understand what I'm saying? Like, not that nigga. That nigga's too fucking alive to die like that. You have to take that shit from him. Now, I like from a human standpoint, yeah. I'm like, mm-hmm. yes, I'm glad he died painlessly in his sleep. I hope mm-hmm. we all go like that. But from like almost like this nigga's my hero and shit, like. You don't want fucking Superman to die like, what? Yeah. How do they just die in his sleep? You want like, how did Superman die? Well, they took a fucking rocket made of kryptonite,
right?
Fucking destroyed his whole surroundings and shit. Like it's something about it. It's like he went out like that. Like,
yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like when you just seen him in Mandalorian this past season, it didn't seem like. There was an impending illness or any type of, you know, thing would befall him. Like, you know, it was, yeah, I was super shocked because I think OJ came and did a video too. And, you know, I look at OJ as like another like healthy, like older man, you know, and yeah. I'm just like, I couldn't picture, you know, just, it doesn't even matter how old he is. You know, same with like Schwarzenegger. You look at Schwarzenegger, even Sly Stallone, when he did the video, it's like, these guys are in their 70s. We get it. But it's like, they don't seem like that there's any type of, you know, health, anything. So it is kind of like still crazy when it happens.
Shit is, time's running out, man.
Yep.
Time's running out. All right. Let's wrap this shit up. All right. Thank you. Again, to Trey, to Jerv, to Jason, thank you, you guys listening. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. You get all the extra content, like the new and improved OG podcast, like the Cinephobe watch-alongs, the Cinephobe special edition, the NBA game watch-alongs. We're firing that back up as well. Make sure you're locked in to all of that. Till next time, stay black, motherfuckers.